Donovan's sitting in for George this morning. George on vacation the next couple of days. Always good to have Donnie here from Bad Radio. And, wait, who's coming into the studio now? What is this? Oh, look, it's our old friend Marge. This is George's old swim coach.
How are you?
Hey, Marge, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, well, good. Hey, I hate to disappoint you, but George isn't here if that's who you're looking for, because it's who you're always looking for.
I came by today because George told me that if I came by today, he would loan me the $300 I need to get out of the shelter and back into my own home.
Okay.
Well, but I don't understand why he's not here. He was very specific about this day. Was he called away from the broadcast studio at the last minute due to a sickness in the family?
No, he's vacationing.
Perhaps a medical emergency of the heart?
No, vacationing.
I don't understand, Junior.
I hate to say this, but maybe he did this on purpose so he would miss you.
I really need the money, because my life has not been going quite as well as some other people's lives. First of all, I haven't been able to find meaningful employment in 20 years.
Well, that's a rough stretch.
I almost got hired by a thrift store, but they backed out at the last minute. They said because of budget cuts, but I think it had more to do with the facial disfigurement.
Oh, yeah. No.
I didn't want to bring that up.
All the facial disfigurement is sometimes off-putting.
To me, you look just fine.
Thank you, Donnie, and I'm so glad you're here.
It's good to
you're
see.
You're so handsome and so talented. I hope this isn't too forward, but I've always found you incredibly sexually attractive.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's not forward at all. I kind of appreciate
and
that.
And please tell me, because I'm not sure if this is TMI.
Okay.
But let me confide in you. Ever since my accident, I've had moisture problems.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the Sahara down there. The God. Well is run dry, so to speak.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all.
But when I look at you, especially during exertion, the faucet starts dripping.
Marge.
I'm glad to be of help.
And now as I'm in your proximity and I see you smile, I'm experiencing a tsunami of female desire.
Marge, please, could you just...
Would you do me a favor, Donnie?
Anything.
Unbutton the top button just right there. Just undone.
Okay, done.
Oh, my God, I just released two eggs. Oh, God. I feel them traveling down out of my ovaries and sort of milling about in the distal two-thirds of my fallopian tubes.
Really specific.
Just waiting to be approached by your strongest swimmers.
Well.
Oh, we're back to swimming.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank you for making me alive again.
You're welcome, but I don't know if I can help you. You know, the whole swimming thing. It doesn't...
I'm sure you're probably wondering why the smell.
Yes, that's the first thing I was going to ask after. Yes.
Funny story.
Funny.
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge during 5 o'clock traffic in a weaving underpowered wheelchair.
Stop doing that.
When all of a sudden, I noticed a military convoy bearing down on me. Well, I gunned the joystick to get out of the way, but it didn't seem to help due to the sluggishness of the wheelchair's responsiveness.
It only goes about two, doesn't it?
I was hit by a truck that had a throttle fully open.
Oh, no.
Well, as you can imagine, I went flying up into the air, and it was only when I landed on the side of the Reunion Tower ball clinging for life did I realize the force of the truck's power.
That's quite a long way, man.
And then you know what happened.
No, what happened?
It was then when a bird flew out of the ball from a little perch that I got so scared I messed myself.
Oh, that's why the smell.
It was 3 days ago.
Oh, Marge.
I haven't had a chance to change.
Oh, gosh.
Because I had to get here for this particular date.
It took you 3 days to get from Reunion Tower here?
I had to climb down. And then I had to locate my chair in the Trinity River bottom and perform a MacGyver-like repair. Just using bubble gum and bobby pins.
Oh, what the hell?
I misspoke.
It was Freudian. Really got you all worked up, doesn't he?
I'm asleep. Okay, pray
bye.
For me.
Bye-bye, Marge.
Good grief.
Bye-bye.
That was some real MacGyver work.
Well, that was.
All right, that is that's using the most natural of ingredients to repair your wheelchair. There goes Marge. Hope that didn't make you uncomfortable, Donnie.
No.
She really likes you.
I just want to button my top button back.
Go right ahead.
I'm good. Thank you.